Thank you, Abba. Thank you. Thank you. I heard the sound of the wind in the trees. I heard the sound of the holy breeze. I hear the sound of the forests and the trees. I hear the sound of the wind blowing through all of these. I hear the voice of the Ruach HaKodesh. I hear your voice, and I want to enmesh myself in your will and your plans from above that are not understood through mind or through kilaba roba shiki, any kind of strive, but come from love, the plans from above that come through the Spirit, that blow through the breeze, that blow through the winds, that blow through the trees. I understand when you give me understanding. I have knowledge when it's imparted by the Spirit. I have wisdom when God has released it. And I have peace and righteousness, the fruit of his trees, the fruit of the wind through the trees, the fruit of the breeze through the leaves. Only God can give these to me. Only God can give these to thee. Kilabarosho so, elabarobaso. And so we don't know whether we go or we stay. So we don't know what tomorrow will bring today, or today tomorrow, or whether we stay, whether we rise or whether we sit. But the will of the Lord will compel us on our way as we commit consistently to stay in the hand in his palm and written engraved. And then flung like the stars from the palm of his hand. I see his hand like flinging out. The engraving, like the engraving of our name, your name in his hand, and then he flings it out, and it's flung out like the stars, holding out the words, the word of his hand, and the word to the land, and the word to make a stand. And at times, the ferociousness of the tempests and storms will cause you to stand on the rock in the sand, and cause you to overcome by his commands and by his principles and by holding to your cornerstone and by holding on to what he has given and released to you. So now the storms are getting ready to come. And as you prepare, know that it's because the coming of the Son is soon to be. His arrival is being made ready. And every opposition I will topple, for they are nothing. I am using them to forge the new heavens and the new earth and the new redeemed creation without sin and without the girth of the dearth of corruption and the groanings and the sighings and the people's cryings. I'll wipe away their tears, and I will call them my dears. So fear not, I'm with you. Even through the difficulty, know that it's working a perfection in you. Even through persecution and suffering, is bringing you an eternal weight of glory, because I rest and my presence is with you. And because I have a reward, and I'm testing your worthiness. And I'm testing it by trusting. I'm testing it through unconditional trusting. Though he slay me, yet will I praise him. And I will call you at that time, and I will put words in your mouth to say before the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness, before magistrates and kings and judges, before all that you serve me and there is no other Lord, that it is by your testimony that I release who I am and the greatness among the meek who shall inherit the earth, and who I'm giving birth now to the sons of God, that all creation is groaning, for all creation is moaning and shaking. And I will destroy those who destroy the earth. And I will exalt those who have humbled themselves under my hand. For my eyes are still searching to and fro over the land to show myself strong on behalf of those who seek me, who are of a humble and contrite spirit and are broken before me. For in this I can work, but I resist the proud. And I cannot work with the pride. Just remember that gentleness and meekness and softness that is seen as weakness among the proud and the lords who lord it over others and who control them and who oppress them through their arrogance and their wickedness and self-righteousness. These are nothing. These are nothing. It will bring a wind of conviction, and some will repent, and some will relent and turn from their wicked ways. So pray for those. Pray for those who despitefully use you, and forgive them, for they don't know what they do. But I am with you, lo, always, even to the end of the age. I will never leave you or forsake you. I have engaged you. You have not engaged me. And I have given you the deposit, an eternal inheritance, my glory and my spirit.